It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's poem is Breathless by David Kirby from the book of poems The Biscuit Joint, a relatively new publication of LSU Press. Breathless, film directed by Jean-Luc Godard, 1960, starring Jean-Paul Belmondo and Gene Seberg, also song recorded by Jerry Lee Lewis, 1958. Jean-Paul Belmondo, I'm thinking of you tonight because I saw you walking down the Boulevard Saint-Germain just this afternoon with a young woman, and not a starlet either, but a nurse, and you were using a cane, yet you were as handsome as you were in all those movies you made 30, 40, 50 years ago. Or if not handsome, beaulaid, as the French say, or handsome ugly, as we all are in our way. My students don't know who you are, but then I don't really know who my students are, or they me. Women love you because you neither gaze too long into the mirror of your own excellence nor deny your manifest charms. For our self-loathing may be so great as to become a kind of narcissism. As I see when I am still in my own land and out shopping one day and pondering the tall guy in the cargo shorts and black knee socks in the food co-op sighing as he shelves bags of Garden of Eden black bean tortilla chips, while his shorter and more stylishly attired friend is saying, "I just didn't want you to be the laughing stock of Tallahassee." And the cargo shorts guy sighs again and puts out more bags of tortilla chips and says, "I'm afraid it's too late for that." And I think, now that's giving your unworthy self a certain stature, isn't it? To claim to be the biggest jackass in your town, even if it's a small one like Tallahassee. Hee-haw. Look at me, everybody, a jackass and loving it. A month earlier, I had given a reading at Ohio University and was walking one evening along the ridges. The sight of a deserted and terrible-looking mental hospital, a gothic nightmare that, though empty, still breathed exhaustion and despair. The buildings looked like the mind itself, well-meaning but too heavy, and I was tired and had a plane to catch and saw in the distance a couple driving along slowly and possibly thinking as I was, of the good intentions associated with this place, of the pain, and I wanted to ask them for a ride downhill, and I think they would have given me one, gladly, had they known I was an English professor. But I couldn't see myself just then, and I didn't know how I looked, and I don't think they would have mistaken me for a mental patient. Those had all been gone for years. But they might have taken me for an actor in a horror movie set on the grounds of a deserted mental hospital, maybe somebody who didn't know when to stop acting. How do you know when to stop? In the movies, Jean-Paul, you were cool before cool came to mean whatever. As when one person says, "I can't stand the sight of you anymore," and the other says, "That's cool." And you were awesome before that word was used mainly to describe pizza. You taught young men like me not to be cool, but to try to be. And if it never worked, at least our efforts won us the young women who loved us for trying, who forgave us, and let us think that they thought us awesome. Jean-Paul Mundo, you leave me breathless. Mm-hmm.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.